Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new morning, this new season in our lives, this new time when the Lord is releasing His revelations, when He is releasing His dreams and His desires into our lives. The more that we are in tune with the presence of God, the more we will be pregnant with the desires of God. The more we will understand what is it that God really wants from our lives. It is not possible that we can be in the presence of God, that we can be hearing from God, that we can be reading the Bible every day, that we can be praying every day, we can be having a lifestyle of worship, and that our desires don't change. It is impossible to have a life like that. Automatically, as a direct result of your closeness to the Lord, your plans for your life, your desires and dreams for your life, it will get upgraded. It will get changed. It will go to a different level. Today, the Lord wants to remind you that you are called to produce fruit. Let me read Psalm 127 and verse 3. It says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." Now, I understand what you're thinking in your head. I'm not even married, or I already have enough children. Why are you talking about children being a gift from the Lord, or children being a reward from Him? Now, as much as it is true that your natural, physical children are a gift from the Lord, some of you, the Lord is preparing you for a spiritual reproduction. The Lord is preparing you for a spiritual fruitfulness. The Lord is preparing you to produce fruit even in the businesses, even in the ministry, even in very mundane areas like running your house, running your organization, whatever it may be. The Lord is saying that I want to give you a child as a gift from me, as a reward from me, not as a result of your hard work, not as a result of you toiling from morning to night. See, if you read the context to what He's saying in this scripture, it's verse 1 of the same Psalm, Psalm 127, that says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, the workers, they build in vain." Unless the Lord is the one who is protecting the city, the ones that are guarding it, they will be doing it in vain. What God is trying to tell us is that the reward that He wants to give us, it is not going to be because of our hard work. The reproductive nature of this fruitfulness that He wants to release in your life, it is not going to be because you sat up all through the night praying and fasting and doing the right things. Now, I'm not against you praying. I'm not against you doing hard work. In fact, you should pray all through the night. In fact, you should build day in and day out. And yet, the reproductive fruitfulness that the Lord wants to give you in this season, that is going to come as a reward. It is going to come as a gift. It is going to come in a nature that is beyond your hard work. When you compare your hard work, when you compare your giving, and you compare your tithing and your praying and your worship, all of that with what God is going to release into your life today, what God is going to birth through you in this season, it cannot match, because this is going to be a gift from the Lord. See, whenever you receive a gift from a person, what you really understand is the nature or the value that this guy has. For example, when a person that is really, really rich, when he comes to give you a gift, he's not going to buy you like a chocolate that is just 5 rupee. He's going to buy you something according to His riches, not according to how you are rich, not according to how you have money. He will buy according to how much he has money. He is not going to buy according to your abilities and your fruitfulness. That's how gifts work. Whereas salaries work based on your ability. If you're being compensated for your good work, for your hard labor, it is going to be based on how many hours you worked, how many days you didn't sleep, what all extra you did to build and to watch all through the night. But when it is a gift, it is not going to be based on how well you did your job. When it is a gift, it will be based on how great is my riches, how great is my glory, how great is my provision, how much I am a God of love, how much I am a God of mercy. I believe that in this season, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the gift of God, the rewarding nature of God is going to manifest in your life. Can I read that scripture one more time? Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man, they are like arrows in a warrior's hands. May the blessings that the Lord gives you, let them become weapons in your hand. Let them become the armory by which you're going to take more territory for God. Verse 5, it says, how joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Now, we're not talking about physical children here. We are talking about a fruitfulness that is equivalent to reproduction. A fruitfulness that is going to cause what you are doing to be multiplied into what 10 of you would have to be doing together to achieve that. The Lord says, how joyful is the man whose quiver is full of this reproductive fruitfulness. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. May the Lord give you the grace today to enjoy this reproductive fruitfulness. If you believe this word is for you, I want you to act upon it. Do something, respond to God, and just say, yes, Lord, here I am. I am saying I receive this. I am saying that this is a prophecy for me. I am saying that you are going to bless me with this reproductive fruitfulness. In Jesus' name.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. To join us for the Revival Dreamers Conference that is happening in January 2022. You can register at dreamingrevival.com/2022. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.